Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So I know a small amount of stress can be helpful, you know, like when we're encouraging our kids to like rise above the challenge. But like what I'm struggling with is knowing when it's too much for them.
I totally agree. Particularly with everything that's gone on in the last couple of years, it's hard to know that balance as parents. We recently joined Little Otter and it's really helping my family. Their expert parenting support is really great. It allows us to message, schedule appointments, track our family's progress, all in the app.
That's perfect. All the information online can be overwhelming and it can be hard to know what to trust because I don't know sometimes when they tell me to like just use soybean oil, and I don't think that's going to work. It just adds more stress is my point.
Yeah, soybean oil can be confusing, but Little Otter removes the stress and provides expert evidence-based guidance and support. Check out their website, littleotterhealth.com, for more information.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there, everybody. My name is Evan. I'm a dumb dad.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Listen, I thank you guys for watching and listening. You can be watching and listening, but you also just be listening.
Sure, you could just be listening.
It'd be weird if you were just watching. On YouTube, like you had it on mute.
And hey, if you watch us on YouTube and mute it, good on you. We appreciate the view.
If we're
throw a like on the video too.
A comforting view. Thank you. I don't know why.
I just need to feel like somebody else is. It makes me feel like I'm at like a restaurant. You know, I can't hear them talking, but I know they're there enjoying themselves.
Oh, maybe, maybe. I guess for me, I would recommend podcast is best to listen
sure.
to.
Yeah, we had a Thanksgiving.
If you're going to watch it as well.
We used to do. I'm sure you've been a part of a Friendsgiving. You know, when you move away from your house, you do a Friendsgiving instead of Thanksgiving. Everybody brings a piece of meal together, and we did this for years and years with our friends. And one time, one of our buddies who we worked on a cruise line was doing a. He was at work basically out on the high seas. And he filmed himself eating dinner for like 40 minutes. And like every 8 or 9 minutes or so, he'd go, love that. Or so then we could stream it, or like, so we like played it on the TV while we had Friendsgiving. But it was a good laugh because his commitment to it was good, because every once in a while he'd chime in with something. And it was like, once in a while it would be pretty good timing.
It would work.
Yeah. That's what made me think of when, if you know, we're on silent or whatever, like we're all hanging out together, but you and I are whispering about parenting.
Yeah.
You can't,
if we happen to laugh at the same time you're having a conversation while this is on in the background. Again, I don't understand why.
You don't have to understand.
Why are you doing it?
You don't have to understand.
Because imaginary person in my brain, why are you doing it? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, the amount of times that my child does something and I think, why are you doing that?
Mm.
Why? What? Kids are wild. We had plenty of that this week.
We did. We This is our first podcast since Father's Day.
That's right.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day, buddy. Yeah.
Sir, did you have a nice time?
I did. I was not with my father or my children. Which
you
is
were
not, to
not
say
with your father or your children.
No. So a little bit of a backstory. We were up in Washington visiting family, but my brother's getting married later this year.
Yeah,
and
congratulations.
So we went up for and so we went up for festivities, bachelor party, bridal shower.
Sure.
We kind of cramming it all into one weekend so that we could be a part of it as well. But all that to say, the bachelor party like rented a big cabin out in Eastern Washington, went out, hung out with my brother and a bunch of his buddies. And that was there for Father's Day. So
on Father's Day.
On Father's Day. So that's what I
was
doing.
So to recap, you weren't around for Mother's Day.
Correct.
And you weren't around for Father's Day. You're not a family holiday guy.
Not correct. They scheduled it out so long ago that it was like no one ever thought to look, which is totally fine. In all honesty, it was fine. We celebrated Father's Day before we left for Washington, so like a week early.
Do you know my parents did that according to them, and I say that because it must have worked. They did that with Thanksgiving, where they would. I didn't know, but for years we just celebrated it whenever, like on Saturday. Or something, because that way we can have family over and stuff like that. And I'm a kid, and you don't keep track of days.
Yeah, you're kidding, looking at the calendar, going,
I'm pretty sure it's a Thursday.
Who's the real turkey here? Yeah. You think I'm stupid?
So it's a holidays. It's just somebody made up the day. You can just remake it up.
Exactly, and that was the thing. I wasn't stressing out about it. You know, it was like a couple of the guys there were dads. It was really funny. It was an Airbnb, and like right on the instructions, it was like no bachelor parties allowed. And we're all late 30s, 40s. It's going to be, you know, is it okay? We're not going to do
anything.
Can
we specify there's going to be board games?
Yeah, I got pretty wild down at the foosball table in the garage, I'll say that. But
our chessboard is just a chessboard. It's not made of shot glasses.
Yeah. It was cool down. They deemed an extra large foosball table that it did get pretty intense playing, because it was like
foosball's always intense. Yeah,
but it was like I think we were playing 3v3, but the table had like 8 handles on either side, so I mean the thing was like 9 feet long.
Okay.
It was huge. I mean, that's a lot of an illegal amount of players on the field, if we're honest. It wasn't 11v11, it was like 22 versus 22 kind of thing.
Okay.
Which again, did make it pretty exciting and fun, because it was like everybody's in charge of like the two handles in front of them, then sort of the adjacent one if your friend's not paying attention.
Right.
But anyway, so it was fun. We got to chat with the kids, and again, then I played some golf with my dad.
Got to chat with the kids.
Well, I mean, I FaceTimed them, and where are you?
Yeah. They're just standing over a bed with a cold breakfast.
So I got to go play golf with my dad and my brother to celebrate Father's Day while we were up there too, when we came back and stuff. So it was good. It was fun.
Same way. I visited my family, my parents specifically, in the Palm Desert area. And my brother went as well. And we went golfing in the morning. Was it the day before? I don't even know if it was actual Father's Day. I have no idea. what day? I think it was the day before. But anyway, we went golfing, and it was a lot of fun. We just played. I got close to beating my dad, but no, didn't happen.
Oh, almost?
I was on a tear at first. Like a first hole, I got like a double bogey, but that was just because of like an unlucky shot.
Straight out of the car, that's what you do.
I was actually pretty happy with that hole, and then it was par, 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 par. Took the lead, and then that was the last I saw of that.
It took the lead and then collapsed.
Yeah.
I was playing. Were you guys playing? It's like a par three course, or is it like a full, par three course?
Yeah.
We played. When we were at my brother's bachelor party, we went and played golf. He wanted to play golf, which is cool. My brother's like kind of just getting into it, got some sticks now, and likes to go play once in a while. His fiance plays and stuff, so they've been having fun doing that.
Oh,
so like
fun.
A couple of his buddies played, and they're doing that thing where they're like, I like to travel with my clubs, because I know I can. I've played golf for so long. It's like it sucks to not use my clubs, you know. So it's like it's just part of the thing that we're going to travel with, which is fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but like we get there, and then his buddies are doing the, what is like, what's your handicap? And like, what clubs you got? And they kind of sizing me up a little, you know. They wanted to know, which is so funny. Like, It's just that question, like, how are we going to play the next day? But we played a scramble, which is fun because, like, my brother really doesn't play that much and he's just getting into it. Another one of his friends, like, hasn't played in like 20 years. So we felt like we split up the honest of, like, how good are you? What do you think you are? Yeah. You know, and then we split the three teams up. And so the two teams up the next day, 3v3 again. And we just played a scramble, which is, it's just fun to play if you're, you know, you don't want to be the person. I always know that feeling. You don't want to be the person holding everybody up, especially if there's people that play golf and
right.
You just want to have a chance to hit a good shot and then not worry about it if you had a bad shot, which is, I think, a perfect way to go.
Yep.
But the same thing we were playing when we came back and played with my dad, we were like tallying up. I felt like I just wasn't really happy with how I was playing on the front nine. And it was like just a couple of big numbers. I was like annoyed with myself.
Yeah.
Never having played the course. You know, when you haven't we've never played a course before, it's tough.
Right.
Like this is, he was helping me out. He wasn't trying to like sabotage me or anything, but you know, when it's like the miss is, you can't miss right, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just like, and then so you can't miss right. So what do? You block it. So you hit it way left. And then right. It's a whole different problem. But after the front nine, he was like, well, it looks like you only got me by one. And I was like, oh man, I better straighten my act. Yeah. So I beat him pretty good. Beat him by 10 in the end.
It just lights out.
I felt bad. He had that. Whether you're an experienced golfer or not an experienced golfer, he had that thing where it's like his swing just like went away for like six holes. Mm-hmm. Where he's like standing over the ball and he's like, it's like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You like couldn't, it's like, I think it's just like overthinking it. Everybody's done it.
Well, that's what I think happened with my dad. I got up by a stroke and was just like, yeah, like I said, par. I was like, oof. And then, yeah, it all fell apart.
Yeah.
It all fell apart.
He's thinking, oh man, I got to tighten the ship. And you're thinking like, don't lose it.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. We can talk more about it later. But yeah, it was fun. My kids love going to my parents, playing in the pool, all that stuff. My son is just getting more and more just adventurous with the water, with just like, just
making us nervous. Is he jumping in and stuff?
He's not jumping in, but he just has more faith in the floaties than any of us do. You know?
They say right on here, floaties. What are you guys worried about?
I'm going
for it.
All
right, okay, this time I'm going to do a backflip. We're going to backflip off the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a diving board?
They don't, no. It's like a...
But they got a roof.
What?
We're going to go off the roof.
Oh, now. Right. He wouldn't be able to make that jump. I don't think anyone could, actually. It's pretty impossible. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun weekend. I got like, my daughter made me like three Father's Day cards. She just kept making cards.
Cute, yeah.
It was one of those things. But yeah, it was a nice time. Nice time with the family. Good situation. Nice.
No complaints?
No complaints.
No dumb dad moments?
Well, here's my dumb dad moment.
Okay,
it's not.
I was going to say, podcast can't be 8 minutes long.
No. So my dumb dad moment, to my knowledge, had nothing to do with Father's Day. Probably because I went golfing. That was the dumb dad moment. I was thinking I could beat my dad.
Can't make a mistake if I'm not there.
Yeah. But as of this week, kids under five get vaccinated.
Right.
So
wild. Yeah, finally.
Which was
boy, really just flew exciting. By, didn't it?
It's like it was yesterday.
It's just like it was
COVID
yesterday.
Got announced. No, it wasn't. So we. And so we've signed my son up yesterday to go get his first shot.
Yeah.
Talked to my daughter about it, who's six. And we were like, hey, do you want to come with us? You're not getting a shot. Don't worry. This isn't a sneak attack. I just didn't know if you wanted to come and comfort your brother. He might be scared.
Yeah.
And I really respected her answer. She was like, oh, no. I just... panic in that room.
Maybe at least she acknowledges it.
Yeah,
that helps.
So we were like,
but it's pretty funny. She's like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna.
No, I won't be any help to him. I'll tell him to run. I'll punch the lady in the nose. Tell him, go for it.
Now's your chance. Run.
Yeah. Stabs her in the leg with the vaccine.
How do you like it?
Put your poison in me.
Good Lord.
So I was like, okay, you don't have to go. And it was kind of silly. It was more of just like trying to get her involved. More than anything, it wasn't really...
I see what you're doing. You're trying to get her to go. Like, show her that's not that big of a deal, hopefully. Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't have to do it today.
But it has nothing to do with my son. He's a bozo. He is... he's 3 years old.
Grade A bozo.
3 years, 3 months old.
Yeah.
is just very much a space cadet in general, never mind the fact that he's three. He's just, he's all over the place. He's he's my son.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, there's a lot of, man.
Yeah.
He does stuff. Oh,
He's got that attribute too. Oh, huh?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that was just me. My mom said something when we were visiting for Father's Day. It was really funny. She was watching him in the pool and just like how he plays and just like goes in his own, he just disappears into his own world and just goes somewhere. And my mom goes, she goes, oh man, he's going to be so bored in school. And I was like, oh man, probably.
The attention span is.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lower number than usual.
He's just, he's like a smart, it's not that he's going to be so smart, but he's going to be smart enough, but also probably ADD. I'm not going to diagnose now, but he's probably got ADD. he might get, and the way he's acting, we're on a path.
Yeah,
This isn't just 3-year-old early behavior.
Early signs. To pay attention to.
Stay tuned for the official report, but experts are calling it early. I'm not an expert. Just experience.
The gambling futures, you've got pretty good odds right now.
I put the money down in Vegas. apparently, you can gamble on ADD diagnosis. It's not good odds. Apparently, it's overdiagnosed, so you're not going to get much of a return.
Right.
Anyway, so he's not nervous about this at all, and I'm not going to pump it up. So we're driving there, and I'm just like...
Did you prep him at all to say, like, we're going to go get your vaccination today?
Yes, I told him that.
Yeah.
I told him, you're going to get the...
And he's like, who are you talking to?
I was like, you're going
to
get the... I'm just going to call it medicine. I'm not going to say... I know it's not medicine. It's a vaccination and all that, but I'm not going to get in the weeds with a three-year-old.
He's like, we're going on vacation? Then why are we going to the doctor's office?
We're getting into the weeds of, like, why he should poop in a toilet. Let's not... I mean...
It's complex enough.
What are we doing with vaccine versus medication? Whatever. So I was like, you're going to go get some, the medicine in your body. You know how you have to wear masks. We wear our masks everywhere. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, it's this medicine is for that. It'll help.
It's a body mask.
Yeah.
A shield. A force field. That's what we told our kids. It's like a force field for your body.
Yeah. He wouldn't understand
that. As soon as you correlate that to superheroes, it's like, sweet.
Sweet. All right. This is how you get, hopefully something goes wrong when they give me the shot and I have a superpower.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's something has to go wrong.
Right. Yeah, you're going to get a superpower, but there's consequences because of that. Something's
going to
happen.
Someone important is going to die, and you will feel guilty, and that will be your hero's journey.
He's like, anyway,
let's go get that shot.
Are we leaving now?
So
what hooked him is ice cream afterwards. That's what they hang on to.
That's what we got.
Yeah.
So we were on the way there, and I just, just me and him, and I'm like, all right, buddy, so... you're going to get, they're going to give you a needle. It's going to be a little ouchy and then it'll be over with. And he was like, I'm going to get a needle. And I was like, yeah, but then we're going to get ice cream. Like, I'm immediately like, let's not dwell on it. Why? I said it. You heard it. You repeated it.
I don't need to go like,
yeah, a needle.
Yeah, it's going to drive into you.
Guess what? The middle of it is hollow because they're going to shoot something into your body. And it'll rewrite your entire DNA. And potential... Bill Gates is tracking you.
I don't know if you heard me. I did say ice cream. So you see how that all kind of makes it better?
Ice cream?
It makes it all better. Did they do his arm or his leg?
Arm.
Really?
Let me get to it.
Sorry, I'm fast forwarding.
By the way, quick amendment. I know Bill Gates is not monitoring us. It's important that I say that as some people believe
it could
that.
Be any one of the billionaires. You don't need to zero in on him.
No, I don't think it's him. I think it's the Kardashians. They're the sleepers and then nobody is paying attention.
Nobody's paying attention to it.
All the cameras are on them, but what do they do when the cameras are off? Okay.
Yeah.
Running the government.
Weirdly, I downloaded every Kanye West album yesterday. I just, because I just felt like I needed to.
So we get there. It was immediately like a really funny, what is going on moment. Because I walk up and it's the same place my daughter got her first shot. And I go there and just some woman, I'm assuming she was new to it. She wasn't a nurse. She was just someone checking people in.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming she was new to this because she just walked up to me with the most confused look on her face and just said, can I help you? And I was like, oh, yeah.
You can.
Here to get the vaccine. And she went, okay, for him? And points to my son. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is correct. And she was like, okay. And I was like, I made an appointment, if that helps.
Like, you seem pretty confused.
Is there
somebody with an appointment?
Is this a gift shop? Am I in the wrong place?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay. Do you have a confirmation email? And I was like, yep. Showed it to her. And she was like, okay.
You have credentials. I'm not. I'm unaware.
Why don't
unaware
you
of.
Just wait there and I'll be back? And I was like, I really hope you're not administering the shot.
Hey, there's like a kid here that drove his dad. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on.
So then we get brought into the room, and then here's where kind of the dumb dad moment happens. So we get there, and he's sitting on my lap, and I kind of ask the lady. She's talking to my son a little bit, just like, hi, how are you? And, you know, getting him comfortable. And he's mm-hmm. in another world, which is great for this situation.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to be like, just let it happen.
Here comes the pain.
Yeah. Here comes the sharp stuff underneath that metal box. So he's just out to lunch, which is great. And I'm asking her, I was like, so I hold his arms across like this way, wrap my legs around his so he doesn't move. And she's like, that's perfect. So she checks his arm. She goes, oh, I should get a smaller needle. And I was like, you do you. We're good here. So in that time she leaves, he starts running around. I'm like, go for it. Get the energy out. Mm-hmm. He comes back and he hugs me. So now we're like chest to chest with his legs wrapped around me and his arm. And there's the dumb dad moment. When you don't trust your instincts when you should.
Mm.
So she comes back and I was like, all right, buddy, time to turn around. And I start to turn around. She goes, actually, that works great too.
And how you were holding him.
I was holding him chest to chest, his arms wrapped around me. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't get a good grip on his arm. I can kind of, but I got my arm like chicken winged back, kind of holding his arm.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, there's going to be...
You couldn't prevent him from moving if he really was wanting to move.
Exactly. I'm like, there's a lot of give here, but I trusted in the medical professional.
Is it the same lady that checked you in?
No. She's gone. She's now... Just saying to
the... I clocked her running towards the parking lot after.
She's probably talking to a doctor at this point saying, so your first name's not Mister, it's Doctor? Anyway, she was very nice. I don't know why she was overwhelmed. It made me real nervous. But the nurse was great. And she told me that works too. And I should have trusted my instincts going, no, the other way felt more solid. Anyway, she goes to give him the shot. He's looking the other way. We're actually watching. I put on like some dinosaur stuff on my phone. He's just sure. watching that. His head turned the other way. And she goes to stick him. And the second she does, he like moves aggressively. And therefore, she scratches him with the needle.
Oh.
And then sprays the vaccine all over me. So I'm...
Your shirt's vaccinated.
Vaccine lotion. It's a new product.
Topical.
Uh-huh.
Topical application.
Moderna moisturizer.
Oh, my God.
Because you're worth it.
How do you have, like, your track record? Your kids is wild.
Wild. It's not good.
It's all over the map of, like, the outcomes have been crazy.
So this is where he is screaming.
Now. Understandably.
And crying.
This person tried to sneak up on me.
Uh-huh. So she's like, I need to go get another one. And I was like, I'm sure you do. My shirt's good.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. We can't just wring this out back into the needle. Is that not how this works?
So should I cut this shirt up and make a mask out of it? Because it's vaccinated. That's how science works, right?
Speaking of superheroes.
Yeah. So now he's just crying. He's crying and we have achieved nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Nothing.
He's crying and
still not vaccinated.
That's called two steps back is what that's
yep.
called.
So he's crying and then the woman who handles the monitoring, like after you get the shot, you got to sit for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
She comes over. She comes over. It's just a dumpster fire. She was so nice. And she was like, would he be interested in like some candy? Like mouthed it to me. And I was like, oh, that'd be great. And she, like, as if everyone's in on the joke.
Uh-huh.
Like, the lady checking me in. And then, my point is, guys, go to your local pediatrician. Don't go to some place. Again, I appreciate all the volunteers and all the work that they're doing.
Yeah, but that's where, like, if you're like, I am an adult, I'm going to get a shot. I know the process. I'll go there.
Go to who they're familiar with. But
and then,
the lady goes,
when you're done, go get yourself some ice cream.
Yeah. And she goes,
treat yourself.
Would he like some candy? Like mouth it.
Candy. Would he like candy?
And I go, that would be awesome. She goes, great. When he gets his shot, come see me. I go, that's not what I thought you were saying.
I know. That we need to not, like, dangle it over his head is what we need to be doing.
Don't ask me. He wants ice cream then, if we're just talking about future items. Like, I promised him that. Wait, what are we talking about here? So he calms down a little bit by the time she comes back. And this is where he was a real trooper. I said to him, hey, bud, we got to do this again because it didn't work. You got to sit on my lap, okay? And he was like, okay. And he just sat on my lap, did the original recipe of holding him, got the shot. He cried way less and got over it almost immediately, like, because it was just done. It was a clean contact. The Dumb Dad Podcast is brought to you by Auto Approve. Auto Approve is the online service that makes vehicle refinancing easier and faster. Let's be honest, we all paid too much for things lately. Car prices are up, gas prices are up, renting a child's movie is up, and especially that last one is not worth it. Auto Approve can't help you with that, but they can help you with refinancing your car, and most people are paying too much on their vehicle loan. But in 2021, Auto Approve customers saved on average $164 a month, which is a great deal. If I can have an extra $164, I could have a nice dinner with my wife, put the kids to bed. Maybe we order some sushi. Kids aren't going to eat sushi anyway. Now I want sushi. I get sushi on the brand. Don't believe me? Not only will you save thousands of dollars on your auto loan, but for all our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they will send you $100 cash to your mailbox. I mean, that's a pretty good deal right there. You got to go for it. Auto Approve will help you lower your monthly payment. And with Auto Approve, vehicle owners can lower their monthly payment, get a better rate, or both. Auto Approve never marks up rates. The rate the lender offers is the rate that they pass on to you. Take your tailgate to the next level with more money in your pocket. To find out how much you could save and claim your $100 cash back offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
It's such a small amount. I think they have to have...
Yeah, he's getting three.
Our daughter went yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And but it's three rounds, I believe.
It's three for Pfizer, two for Moderna.
Yeah, my son got his booster yesterday as well, which is like, can you go? And he's like, sure. So he went seven, but he went knowing it's gonna suck. He said it hurt, but I think it's like they pump. He's got a bigger dose coming to him.
Sure.
I think our little ones. It was called. They actually microdose him, so I mean, it's so small.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that to say, that's wild.
It was wild.
At least you got it done. I mean, that's the thing. I'm sure that was in the back of your head a little bit. Like the last time you'd gone, like it didn't even happen with your daughter.
Her second shot. The first shot went smooth, real smooth. The second shot was bad for my daughter.
The last time you went.
Because she was traumatized, which was funny because it was one of those things. She just really did panic on her second and her second shot because I don't really know why. Because the first shot went well. Like she got it. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I hated that. And you were like, sure. But it wasn't like she didn't get the first shot and then lose her mind. It was just some weird. She built up the panic in her mind.
She built it up. Yeah, she put this huge thing on a pedestal. I mean, I totally get that too because I was unable. I wanted to be able to go. It's been a long 2.5 years getting to the point of like waiting for our little ones. We've been sort of patiently waiting in this small pocket of people that our whole family isn't able to be vaccinated until now, which has been it was going to be a big sigh of relief. So I kind of wanted to go. Anyway, I couldn't make it. I wanted to go to offer comfort, but also kind of felt like a momentous occasion. You know, like we finally got here.
Sure.
Before getting COVID. I mean, we're still waiting now. It's going to be a process. I think the process at least is a little over 2 months now in between each round, I believe, right? Or something like that. But
it's 3 weeks between each shot.
Yeah. I told my son, like, hey, man, I cannot go. I have to get some work done and it's due today. We have to do this. So I cannot go, but can you put on a brave face for me? And he started to get nervous cause he knew kind of what I was asking him, but I was like, I know you can do it. I believe you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna poke a little bit, but it's your sister's first time having to do this now in a while. And I know she's scared. So can you, and he was like, yeah. And he was like, the way he looked at me was like, yes, I can defeat them. I mean, it was like, I was asking him to defeat the evil character at the end of the game. It was like he was looking at me like, I can
do it. A whole shelf of vaccines and now he's got an arch nemesis.
But the way he was looking at me was like that, so I appreciated that he knew I'm scared but I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
but yeah, he cried. He said it hurt really bad. But I remember being a kid and my mom just one point going, you just gotta distract yourself, like look at that. It was like, look at the paper towel dispenser on the wall. Isn't that crazy? How somebody has to make that? I wonder where they make that. They make that in a It was like a trick she gave me. It was like, try to make yourself go into, you know, because you can focus on it even as an adult. Here it comes. This is going to suck. I don't like this. And then it's like it hurts more because you're focusing so intently on the actual thing happening.
I think my son is just in that. His advent, as we're talking about superpowers, his superpower of being just impossibly distracted easily is definitely a superpower, because he got upset after the second shot. You'd think he wanted to get out of there, and he cried for a few seconds, and then I was like, hey bud, we're all done, let's go over here and I think they have coloring books. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah man. And we just like pulled like immediately over it. I took like a photo of him in front of like a little banner that says like, I just got my COVID vaccine. I was like, thumbs up, man. And he's like smiling, giving a thumbs up. I was like, man, it's cool being three.
It's cool being three. Goldfish memory.
He got like two shots and only really one. It was like, buy one, get one free. And he just fine. He didn't care at all. And got over it immediately. And then it was funny because you guys, Marco Polo, and your daughter was like, were you nervous? And he made a video and he was like, I was really nervous. I was like, no, you weren't. You were clocked out, man. You had no idea. I told you you needed a second shot. And you're like, fine.
Where is the ice cream? And I heard some whispering. You think I'm stupid? I heard some candy. There's toxic candy.
I heard you. I have better ears than you. You're old.
You thought you were whispering? That was at least a 12-inch voice.
So, yeah, so that was done. And, I mean, we have two more shots, but it's like, oh, my God, on the road to, like, our comfort level. Whatever everybody else is, that's fine. This is ours. Wanted to get all the kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then because it was just nerve-wracking. Our kids being in school in person and having somebody at home, it's just not. And it was like, okay, finally, get through the summer. Get it all done.
Yeah, that's another task we need to tackle. But
getting through the summer. Uh-huh.
And we've experienced the first day of summer up in Washington. It was like the first day officially of summer.
Oh, okay.
It just felt like it's been summer here for like 2 months because it's been
hot days. Living in LA for it'll be 10 years in January. I don't pay attention to that anymore. When
it's just how hot is it going to be?
It's the first day of fall, and I was like, don't care. None of it's real out here in LA.
Yeah,
it's been. Where we live in the valley, it has been 100 degrees every day for a week straight.
Yeah. Insanity.
So I get the kids outside. I go, let's go outside
in the afternoon.
Nope. I do it in the morning, but in the afternoon, because now it's just like it's after nap and we're kind of at our wit's end. I don't want to put them on screens because we give my daughter a fair amount of screen time during naps because that's like just one kid to go after. So we'll do something with her, but then give her screen time so that now my wife and I can do some work or something. And so when he wakes up from nap, we don't want to give them too much. So it's like, let's go outside. We'll be outside for half an hour. And they're like, can I please go inside?
Can I just like, please, can you pour me into a glass? I'm melting out here.
So it's not a good sign because it's June.
It's not a good sign. My son runs so hot. He doesn't like wearing shoes. He doesn't like, I mean, he runs so hot. He'll tell me like when it's 85.
Your son doesn't wear shoes either?
He just like, because his feet get hot, he feels warm. When it gets warm, he feels hot and warm, and he wants to take his shoes off. He takes his shirt off. I'm like, but no, he'll be like, it's so hot. Why is it so hot? I'm like, it's 83.
You live here.
I know.
You were born here.
You were born in it. Exactly.
That's so funny.
I try not to like make it sound like I'm dismissing that it's hot, but I'm like, buddy, it's not hot. Like, we're going to try to get used to this because... This isn't hot. It's going to be 105. 20 more degrees.
Yeah, it's going to get there. It's going to get there this summer. I think we might have another... Get your indoor activities in order.
That's what I'm trying to do is like...
Figure out what people in the Northeast do during winter.
Right. Because you still can't go outside then either.
Southern California summer.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like is just... Gonna be focusing on this. That's what I've been trying to do. Is like, can we go outside in the morning?
Yes, the morning.
Or go to the playground in the morning.
Yep.
And they'll kind of let you know. Like, my son comes over, it's like wet head of sweaty hair. Like, can we go home now? Like, your face is a strawberry. Yeah. Like, yeah, we can leave now. But it's good to get all the energy out. And then when they feel like they can still run around without feeling like it's punishingly hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you watch a movie in the middle of the day or and then transition to or when you get home before you have lunch, do like a any kind of drawing activity you can do with them.
Just get it all done.
They want to do it with you so bad. So it's a lot of stuff you can do together, playing with Play-Doh, Lego, whatever it is.
Kids are insane because, like, your son takes his shoes off because his feet are hot.
Yeah.
I never believe anything kids say. My son takes his shoes off because he's like, there's sand in it. And I'm like, you have had chocolate on your face for 3 hours now. And not a little bit, enough that you can feel it every time your face moves a little bit.
Why'd you wipe it off his face?
He doesn't want to. He runs away. And just that attitude of, just in general, whether they have dirt or chocolate or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, kids get filthy.
I know.
And they are like, but then they're like, my feet are hot or there's sand in my shoes. And you're like, oh, that matters.
It does run in our family. Like, my feet get hot and sweaty quick. Like, I can only wear, like, cotton socks. Gosh. If you wear, like, any sort of polyester blend sock or whatever, nightmare. Soup city down there walking around. It's awful.
We'll put a disclaimer on this episode.
Sure. But it's, like, it's so much my family and my brother while we were playing golf. It was warm, but it wasn't that warm. But my brother just got these new golf shoes, and he's like, the first time I wore them, it was awful. My feet were so hot. And, like, 3 holes later, we were waiting for, like, my uncle and my dad to finish putting. I look over, my brother has kicked off his shoes and he's just standing on the grass in his socks. And he's like, feels so nice sometimes.
I think there's something wrong with your shoes.
Thing, it's definitely a family thing. But the fact that he had to kick off his golf shoes for a minute just to, like, get a little relief. I thought, there's something wrong with you. I go, you just got to cut some holes in the top of those things or something.
Yeah, you got to air those out, buddy. Just get a power drill and just pop a couple of holes in the side there. Yeah. Do yourself a favor.
But my son's also the kind of kid, because he feels like his feet gets hot, he doesn't like wearing socks. So he's like, oh, my feet get so hot. I'm thinking, like, you got to absorb some of that heat. The socks do that. He feels like it's not doing work. It's doing work. And trust me, when you take those shoes off, we're all getting punished for it.
Nightmare.
It's nightmare.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. So, yeah, let me tell you, I expected going to traveling to Seattle. We were there for a week. I mean, you know, we don't get to go. We've barely got to go over the last few and a half years. So we're going to go. We're going to go, you know,
right.
Spend some good quality time there, which is awesome. Like, my kids love it there. Having fun, grandparent experience.
Yeah.
My dad has their backyard is pretty sizable. So he's got a riding lawnmower and he bought like a little metal trailer that's like you could haul stuff in. It's just big enough for two little kids. Man, they did a ton of those rides around the backyard.
Oh, sweet.
Just pull up the blade, turn that thing on, and as soon as he started that thing up, they would, like, run outside, and he would just drive around for, like, 10 minutes. Loop and loop and loop. And, of course, my dad is still that dad. It's funny, like, they have low-hanging trees, and so he's like, look out for the trees! And he's just, the branches are just smacking everybody in the face. So they're, like, screaming and ducking, and it was so fun to just watch them giggle. I mean, he was the happiest grandpa in the world. You know, putting them around the backyard. It was fun to watch. So, but I expected traveling, airport, somewhere, dumb dad moment. Didn't really have one.
That just means you didn't see it happen.
I didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't really. My wife and I, when we flew, it's about a 2.5 hour flight about. But while on the way there, they always want to sit with mommy. It's just that instinct that they have. Like, you know, that happens here too. Your wife's working, you're parenting, making lunch, whatever, and then they go ask her a question, like she's on a call,
right,
and you're like, I am available for you to come talk to ask me a question, but they run to go find mommy to ask the question. It's just that instinct kids have, I think. It's kind of unavoidable, but all that to say, they wanted to sit next to me on the plane, which I was pretty excited about.
Sure.
On the way, and on top of that, so we have, it's three on three seats
about
on
having two wild kids on an airplane.
Well, just to not have my wife have to deal with it, because they always want to sit with her.
Right.
And so then she's over, you know, because it's three seats wide, so it might as well, especially with still, like, we're getting them to wear masks. We're wearing masks the whole way there and everything. Like, stay as close as we can to each other. We might, I'm certain eventually it'll be like two and two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get stuck with a rando sitting next to one of you or whatever. Yeah. But they wanted to sit next to each other as well. So it's like my daughter, 3-year-old, had the window seat. My son wanted the middle, and I'm sitting on the aisle next to my wife, which is kind of nice for us to talk a little bit or whatever. But, like, it was just hilarious watching the two of them. But they're pretty savvy little travelers, man. I think we got pretty lucky. They're kind of just down for the ride. I mean, my son was, like, pumped to get on the airplane.
Airplanes are cool.
The airplanes are cool, and he thinks so. And She thinks he's cool, so whatever he's excited about. But, you know, they're like, there's an airplane out my window, as they're like taxiing around. Yeah. So she was like losing her mind about what all the cool stuff she could see. There's clouds out my window. Look out my window. So it's like, shh, okay.
Everyone sees it.
Everyone can see it. And it's your first time noticing it, which is fine. But we've all done this before many times.
Yeah, we've all seen the Twilight Zone episode with John Lithgow.
But anyway, so while we were there, though, it's kind of a dumb dad moment, not necessarily, but another reminder. Once in a while, I feel like I have these things that I start to feel like bogged down with, like a behavior or something, like how you were saying, like your son is taking on some of your attributes, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He's a space cadet like me or whatever. And my son is certainly like that as well. Imagination through the roof, off the chart imagination. Like when we were sitting around inside, he would get bored. He would just run out into my mom and dad's backyard, running out there by himself, playing an imaginary battle with a stick he found, which is probably a sword. And you're just watching him out there like, go nuts, man. Invent all of it. I don't know where you are, but you see it all. And it's so hilarious to watch, because it's like sort of embarrassing, but at the same time, like, don't lose that, you know, don't lose that. So go for it. But it's funny, like so he definitely has that about him, like I do and stuff. But we're like we're driving in the car and he's sitting next to my wife. My wife's in the back, like riding in between the two kids, and I'm up front with like my mom or something. Mm-hmm. And my son, it's like we went on a drive to go to the Funko store. You know, those like the vinyl characters.
Yeah.
We went to the Funko store. It's like the headquarters up there is where it was started by a guy in like Snohomish, Washington. Right. So it's a cool, they have, of course, the vinyl figures all in there you could buy, but it's like a, I'll post like a story because I shot some stuff because they've done such a good job in there. It's sort of like a museum, not like a museum, but like all the stuff that they've created. There's like stuff to look at, like like set pieces, you know, like a ride at Disneyland or something where like when you're walking, you know, not that it's a line, but when you're walking through, there's a lot to like look at, even though it's like a lot to look at in there too, like a bunch of set design stuff that they have, which is really cool. But it's like a 45-minute drive down there. Like my son asked questions for 45 minutes. Oof. And I was like, hey, mom, can I tell you something? Hey, guess what? Hey, you know, hey, imagine if, let's play car rant. Oh, it's just like incessantly talking and like to the point where it was like my wife is getting annoyed, understandably, because it's like he was like targeting her because she's sitting right next to him.
It'd be weird if she wasn't.
But it was like, man, we were like, I was like, every time he'd like start up again, it was like, hey, your sister's starting to fall asleep. Because, you know, we're in the car for more than 5 minutes and your sister's falling asleep. So let's be quiet. Forgot that. Couldn't remind, he would remind him like every 2 minutes to be quiet.
Right.
Or ask a quiet question or whatever. Like, hey, why don't we just enjoy the ride for a little bit?
And they go quiet for 8 seconds.
It's like, oh, would you, look at, there's a blue car. You know, whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, keep something in there.
And the dumb dad moment.
Keep a secret.
What I'm talking about is like, it's hard to remember sometimes when your kid is in that mode where they're like, you're so annoying. But that's like, you're so annoying, like if you and I were in a car and you asked me questions for 45 straight minutes. Like, I don't know, correct. Kev, can you just maybe just shut the hell up for 10 minutes?
Sure.
What, like, but he's not you. He doesn't know, you know, he's seven. He doesn't know to not be like that or to not, you know, like, so.
He can still be annoying.
No, I'm saying.
Annoying's annoying. Yeah.
But I got to remember sometimes to treat him like a kid and not my friend that should know all of the reasons why he shouldn't be annoying.
Sure.
Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's annoying because of all the attributes we're giving him, like as if he's an adult, but he's not. So it's like.
Yeah. We're not in a rush for them to grow up, but there's certain things that like.
Certain things where it's
wouldn't
like,
mind if you excelled at that.
Yeah.
Social cues.
You caught on. Get on that quickly.
Train.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff is so funny to watch. And so those are the important moments, I think, in parenting to like nurture, talk about it, maybe explain why. Hey, we don't need to ask questions for every 10 minutes. Like if you think of something to say, that's great. But you've been kind of talking a lot.
Just trying to solve it yourself.
Try to solve it or think about it a little bit first. So before it's like, will you give us 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Before it gets to that point.
Yeah.
Which, you know, then they don't know that you're stewing in your mind like, I'm getting so annoyed by you. But they don't know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I try to tell him like it gets a little annoying if you're just like if you don't let anybody else say anything, you know.
Well, that's what's relentless about parenting is they occupy your thoughts with their thoughts. You don't have time for your thoughts, so you can't think rationally because every time you try to, they ask you and share another thought.
And yeah,
and that's why we all snap. We just don't have time to think.
When you're getting closer and closer, you're going, because I said so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's because they don't know how, like, they're pushing that button. They're they're button mashing that button, and you're like, but yeah, they were fun traveling. I'll tell you, somebody had a dumb. Well, maybe it wasn't a dad, but somebody had a dumb dad moment on the plane coming back, where we loaded up on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of those feelings where you're like, you love when you're like, oh, man, I think the flight's, everybody's pretty much on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I got only one guy sitting with me. And there's some blank rows, you know, like this is a little bit more of a relaxed flight. Not everybody's coming back at this time, which felt really good. And then, but we're on the plane. Seems like everyone's sitting down. And I didn't even really notice the commotion because I think I was messaging somebody or something because waiting to take off, like last minute messaging, last minute, like probably in our comments or something like that, not necessarily noting the commotion that was going on.
Yeah.
But some lady was having like a panic attack about, I think, flying, but they couldn't like consult, like the people that were next to her. And then it was getting worse and worse and worse to where it was like distracting. And then now it's like, oh, we need to take care of this. And so they had a couple of firefighters come on the plane and spoke with her and eventually had to remove her. She couldn't come down off of it soon enough to where they felt safe, like leaving with her on the plane. So I felt bad because that sucks to be in that position.
Sure.
But like during all that, another guy, probably about our age, like went to the bathroom like three times within probably a 10-minute space, and then must have mentioned something to the flight attendant or something. And then, but my wife is like, he was so drunk. He was so drunk. His face is all red. So they finally they removed that lady, and then we're like, oh, and it was kind of like, okay, everybody ready now? And then like we started to get ready, and then like then they had to remove that guy. Some like somebody from whatever FAA had to come on. At one point I'm look up and I thought they were like getting up. Somebody's like, can we just sit down? Cause they're getting like a suitcase down now, but they were getting a suitcase down. Cause they were like, you gotta go. So like before we even left, two people had to be removed separately from our flight before we could fly. And it was like, I understand your concern for all of our safety, but you know, we got two little kids here that are counting on us being a 2.5-hour flight. We're on this plane for 40 minutes. We haven't gone anywhere.
He's going to fall asleep.
we gotta leave, you know? But then I felt bad for my wife. She was the one that was like, had to suffer through like every 25 minutes. I got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So she was taking them to the bathroom constantly during the flight.
Brutal.
Brutal. But we made it through. It was a good trip overall. They're pretty good. They don't complain too much. So you just got to get it down to a science.
It's luck.
It's
luck. Get out of here.
Well, I think give yourself the best opportunity to succeed. Okay. My biggest concern is always when you're traveling now, especially when you go for a week, because when you go see your grandparents, you're going to go for a while, you got to bring a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So the biggest concern is like, how quickly can we get this stuff out of our possession and in the hands of the people that work for the airplane? Mm-hmm. So we all just have backpacks. That's like the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Car seat involved, all that. It's like, that's a lot of stuff to push around. We gave my son, he was in charge of pushing the suitcase, knocked it over like 7 times.
Yeah, that's about right. It was empty, just filled with pillows.
You're pushing from the top, and it's just like, dumped it, like, push from the side. We just got to get to that counter.
Yep.
Put stickers on it, and then we're good. But hey, we're back.
Travel. Welcome back.
We're back. We're good.
All right.
Let the summer of hate begin.
Let the summer of heat begin. Guys, if you have any nightmare travel stories or any kind of dumb parenting moments, you guys can write them in. You can message us dumbdadpod@gmail.com. You can DM us @dumbdadpod on Instagram. That's also our handle on TikTok and Twitter. If you want to watch this podcast, it's up on YouTube. We're the Dumb Dads on YouTube. Subscribe, watch it, share it.
Share the shorts. There's a lot of shorts on there, too, of our little sketches.
Yeah, we have some sketches that are exclusive. We did them for EllenTube. They're posted by Bubble, which is one of EllenTube's like channels, but they're on our YouTube page. So go check those out if you guys like our videos. There's some more exclusive content that we can't fit on social media because they have the 1 minute max and it's vertical, and these were shot horizontal. We had a lot more fun with them, So check all those out. And thanks to Everdo for the sounds, the intro, outro, the music.
Hooking it up.
And thanks as always to my wife, Annie, for editing the podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you have a joke?
I got one for you. Ready?
Okay.
How did the buffalo say goodbye to his son when he dropped him off at camp?
Bye, son.
Thank you.
Okay.
Done. See ya. Bye.
Okay, bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.